Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And oh my God, this has been a wet week, I tell you. But you know, we needed it and it's all good. So definitely. Right, Tom? I see your head was nodding there. Yes.
Yeah, we need this and a whole lot more because we're just about up to where we would be on a yearly average.
Oh, really?
Maybe a little above, but still need it down here.
There you go. All right. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim. Beautiful weekend. We got a little wind this time blowing out all the clouds.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, that's what we talk about here. Anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And we've got a great show for you today. And of course, our shows are all the way till 8 o'clock. And we got lots and lots of stuff to give away. And so I definitely encourage you to call in. That number is 805-419. 0008 419 0008. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Those are places where you can follow us and kind of find out what's going on and more chances to win there. And also we have a podcast that if you miss any part of our show, you can download us on your phones. And all you do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I want to tell a little bit about our first guest and our first show. And of course, we have YouTube sensation Chase Ramsey. What a sweet job. He goes around California just talking about dream eating. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. Also, our next guest is Chuck Christmier, and he is going to be talking about his book, Lasting Love. So with that, we've got more guests on the second hour. We hope that you stay with us all the way through. Please call in and call in for some of these great giveaways that we have here today. And Tom, you want to talk about those really quick?
Let's start up with One Woman, Sex and the City, a parody on love, friendship, and shoes. Performance will provide a great reminder of why this series and its characters have stayed so firmly in women's hearts and minds. That is going to be at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The original Harlem Globetrotters bouncing basketballs again. You can catch them at harlemglobetrotters.com, but you can win tickets to their big basketball show here with Kim Pagano. Los Angeles Zoo, located in Los Angeles, that's where it's all at. And we have tickets to the zoo, the Rubicon Theater, Gulf View Drive. It's the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy. We'll give away tickets for that beautiful theater in Ventura. Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh, and have a good time with hilarious comedy of various comedians such as Jeff Keith, Hal Sparks, and Jeff Garland. And finally, we have the Rink in Thousand Oaks. They're still skating there at the lakes. On the Boulevard in T.O., and how about some food from the Lazy Dog Cafe? Good for any Lazy Dog Cafe near you.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. Let's start off with, how about tickets to the L.A. Zoo? And I just went there for the lights show and the uninstinct dinosaur. It was, I couldn't believe how close it really is. And, oh, my God, we had so much fun. So I would love to share those right off the bat with you. And, of course, that's the Los Angeles Zoo. And, of course, they're located at 5333 Zoo Drive in Los Angeles. So let's start with our first guest, and Chase Ramsey, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good, Ken. How are you doing?
Good. I was saying to everybody before you came on, what a sweet job. How did you get this job? Just go around, you know, California, just dream eating?
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much the job, you know.
Yeah.
I got this job because I love food. I'm not a chef. I'm not a critic, but I'm a foodie, just like everybody's a foodie. And so, you know, it's this opportunity to share the passion of food without necessarily judging it, really, right? Just loving it. And in California, we have the opportunity to really love everything.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if we could put one on the very, very top, what would be your first choice?
Of food or restaurant?
Well, let's start with food.
Okay, food would be, let's see, right now I am at Galaxy Taco in San Diego or La Jolla, California, and I'm looking right now at a Baja Fish Taco.
Nice, so I love Baja Fish. Okay.
Part of me, it's hard to think of anything else right now.
I bet. Okay, so back up a little bit for my listeners. How did you start this? Like, what was your inspiration?
So the idea is that we want to bring the power to the people. So the way that it works is that California Dream Eater, if you go to my Instagram account at California Dream Eater, anyone can tell me where to go, give me suggestions of where to eat, whether they want me to go and eat there because they've never been or because they love the place and they're saying, Chase, you have to eat at this place. And I will actually go there and eat it for them right in front of their face.
Wow.
And
okay.
The idea is, tell me your food dreams, and I will live them for you, pretty much with you.
Okay. And so what did you do before this, Chase?
One more time?
What did you do before you were doing this? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 2 years. California Dream Eater has been around. And before that, it was food comedy, love of food, going to restaurants, growing up figuring out my food identity is really what it was. So I think I can't really talk about my life without talking about food and the connections that it has given me with other people.
I love it. I know what you mean because I know with my radio show, it just opens up the doors for, you know, people from all over the world. So now, okay, do you advertise these restaurants or how does, you know, tell me kind of your whole shtick.
Well, yeah, the whole shtick, yeah. So the whole shtick is, we have on visitcalifornia.com/dream365tv, we have all of my episodes up there online. And so we're featuring the best, really the best of California, and we're continuing to feature the best of California. There's only so much we can do, and there's so much incredible food. But you can look at those episodes, watch those episodes. Some of them are brand new. In fact, you're in Los Angeles, right?
Correct.
And one of my restaurants that I just recently shot at that has a wonderful story is Connie and Ted, which is just right outside Los Angeles in West Hollywood.
Okay.
Connie and Ted is a seafood restaurant, and it's got an incredible story. I mean, Connie and Ted is the chef and owner's grandparents, and it's really an ode to them. So, and that episode is up online, visitcalifornia.com.
And so what did you have there that you were so in awe with?
I actually had some uni that had a caprese salad mixed in the middle with it. So it was where uni goes, it's not my favorite dish in the whole world, although it is intriguing and interesting and unique dish, which is, by the way, uni is sea urchin. I don't know if you've had it.
Yes, okay, yep.
Of course, yeah. The chef there made sort of a special dish, and it was really, really tasty with the salt mixed with the fresh tomatoes and everything.
Nice. So, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Chase Ramsey, and we're talking about, California dreaming on a plate. Okay, I love the way you say that or the way that's put. Yeah. Is there anything you don't like?
No, not really.
So you were never a picky kid, huh? Picky eater?
No, I really never was. And I think it's the culinary curiosity that allowed this thing to take place. The thing is, I don't think I get to not like anything because my Instagram, California Dream Eater on Instagram, should be an open book. If people want me to go and try something, I should be completely open to try it. And I really am. I haven't run into anything that I really don't like. Especially, in California, we have all of this fresh food. We have so much farm to table.
There's love really farm to table.
Much,
yeah.
Not the life. You know what I mean? It's all fresh. It's all local. You know, not only are the stories wonderful, but the food is.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. You go to a restaurant. Do they know you're coming?
Yeah.
So you set it up with them?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You set it up. Do they make you this huge spread?
A lot of times they do. A lot of times they want to say, well, here is our best dish. But a lot of these restaurants in California, they could throw out any dish and it would be absolutely delicious, you know, to just anybody. And I mean, it's January right now, so we're in California Restaurant Month, right? And L.A. is having theirs January 13th to 27th. They're having their Dine LA, right?
Right.
And, I mean, we have the opportunity right now to experience all of these unique little splashes.
I love those kind of things. Do you have tickets to those?
Right. Exactly.
Do you have any extra tickets to the Dine LA?
Well, hey, you can join me, Kim, whenever you want.
You got it. Okay. Because I want to be, like, dining right next to you, Chase.
We can talk about it. We can, But you have to try everything, right?
There you go. I like to try everything. I'm one of those, like, all right, you know, it's not like, what's in that? No, that's not how I am. I'm like, okay, let me just take one try because you never know, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Now, and you know what? I need to hook you up with somebody. Have you ever heard of Critic?
Critic.
Yeah, it's a new app that I'm working with.
Ooh.
I want to check it out. It's because you're a foodie. You guys would be a great match.
That would be awesome. Well, I'll try that. You add me on Instagram, and I will join Critic.
Okay. Sure. Okay, perfect. We'll definitely do that. Will you stay on? Because I want to talk to you for a little bit longer. We need to take a really quick break, but I want to get some ideas of, like, what you've been eating and some great ideas. And do you ever make it up to Ventura?
We haven't yet. Ventura,
Santa Barbara. Okay, so yeah. Okay, perfect. Stay with us. We're going
to
take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And what should we give away? You're in L.A. We just gave away some Los Angeles Zoo tickets, okay? How about some Harlem Globetrotters? And we've got tickets right now. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. The Kim Pagano Show will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we're talking with Chase Ramsey, who I'm signing up for your job, Chase. I'm telling you. God, Okay, what do you do if, you know, you have, do you bring a whole team with you or what do you do?
We do have a team. Yeah, we have a team to shoot the episodes and a team to, kind of set up locations and everything like that. So it really does take a team to raise a child.
I like that. And now, okay, so is there like, are you looking for different restaurants or you
Yeah? We're always looking, and that's why California Dream Eater, the unique thing here is that anyone can join California Dream Eater following me on Instagram, mm-hmm. and they can tell me where to go. So that's where we get all of our ideas. We get people on Instagram telling us, you have to try this restaurant, you have to go here, or I really loved it, would love to try this restaurant. And then we go and we try it for them. So that's really
nice. Okay. Yeah. And now is there, like, I heard you have like a zillion people on Instagram, do you?
We do have quite a few followers, but we need more because food is bigger than the amount of followers that we have, I think, right?
Okay. And now, are you going to take this to TV?
That's an option someday. Really, you know, it's up to Visit California and, you know, where they see that going. The idea is that we're just reminding the world that, guess what? The food in California is immaculate and just fantastic. And that this is the place you should be, especially in January, because the restaurant month, you get that specialty. But really throughout the year, visiting California for the food is important. And we're already here, right? You're in L.A.
There you go. Yeah. So let me ask you, okay, so let's talk about some food. Talk about it. I mean, tell us what you know and what you want to share with our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you brought up Santa Barbara, I think, before we went on break.
Yeah.
You brought up Ventura. And I was just thinking about the places that I went in Santa Barbara and we filmed episodes. And MC Bowl, which is in Santa Barbara, it's a Thai location. They have their Masaman curry that is just beyond anything.
It's nice.
So good. And I've had Masaman so many different places, you know, especially outside of California. I've had a lot of Masaman. But Santa Barbara, Empty Bowl, it's the real deal. In fact, I remember wrapping pot stickers with the owner's mom. Jerry is the owner. And his mom wraps, you know, thousands of pot stickers every day.
Really?
I wrapped them with her, yeah. I mean, she made fun of me because I was terrible at it, but she was wonderful. And then I got to eat the pot stickers, which I'm really good at. So.
I like it. Okay, so move down the coast.
So down the coast, I mean, well, let's talk about Los Angeles a little bit. We've already talked about Connie and Ted, which you have to go try, which is right outside L.A. You have to try it if you haven't yet. But also a big, big thing in L.A. right now is Egg Slut.
What is it?
Have you been to Egg Slut?
No.
Egg Slut. And actually Egg Slut, right? It sounds a little crazy.
It does sound a little crazy.
That's what a chef would call another chef that really likes eggs.
Oh, okay. I get the concept.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It started a restaurant, and it's there. It's in one of the markets there, and their breakfast is incredible. They have this dish. It's called simply the slut. It's called the slut.
Okay.
And what it is, it's egg, boiled egg, dropped in a little jar on top of really, really soft potatoes.
So like a soft boiled egg.
So they boil it, put a little bit of salt and pepper on top of it, and then what you do is you take a baguette, you take some bread, and you dip it in there, and you get the yolk and the potatoes.
Oh, my husband would love that.
Oh, it's like, it's the most simple. Yet
so you don't discriminate breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right?
No way. Oh, no.
Because you have three meals that you have to eat every day.
I usually do about six meals, but yeah, most people do three meals.
Okay. Now, how's your weight?
How is my weight?
Yeah.
I think I weigh, I'm about 5'9", and I weigh like 205. So I'm not terrible. I mean, I'm obviously chubby because there's no way to do this without being.
I was just going to say, yeah. Gosh.
But you know, it's amazing because all the people around me, you know, in California, my crew and everything are eating all the same food as me, and yet they're all gorgeous. They're just beautiful.
You go. They're looking at you, so you have to say nice things, right? No, I'm just kidding. So,
but I really mean it.
No, that's good.
Oh, LA, have you tried gestados?
What?
Gestados in LA.
Okay, tell us about that.
Gestados is a Mexican restaurant.
And love Mexican.
They do stewed meat, and that's what's unique about restaurants, because usually you're going and you're getting. You know, these kind of fancy type tacos, but there, they do the real thing. They do what you make at home in Mexico. It is authentic Mexican. So they got their stewed meat, which is, guisados means stewed meat, in fact, and delicious. So you have to try that as well.
Okay. So let me ask you, so do you make reservations, or are there other customers there at the same time while you're eating?
Yeah, there are a lot of people... there when I'm eating. And people join me in eating and everything like that. You know, that's what makes California Dream Eater special. My Instagram at California Dream Eater is really about the people. And yeah, I think if there's anything, I think it's all of those restaurants that you can
How fun is that? Okay, well, definitely. I'm going to have to join you at one of those lunches. And let me ask you a question. Is there ever a time where you go to try something and it's not your favorite, and here you are on air, on, you know, not on air, but on, you know, camera, and you can't swallow it because it's not your favorite?
Well, luckily, that has never happened and probably won't ever happen, because I like all food. Because, again, I'm here for the people. I'm selfless in that act, right?
Right.
Me and VisitCalifornia.com are one in sharing food with the world no matter what. Wow. And I am finding out that I actually have to wrap. I have another meal that I need to put in my mouth, or else I'm going to starve.
There you go. All right. Again, tell everybody where to find you and find out more information about this.
Absolutely. Instagram, California Dream Eater. Follow California Dream Eater. Let me know where I can go eat. Also, visitcalifornia.com is the best place to watch the episodes, to check out what's going on for California Restaurant Month, as well as Dine LA, which is January 13th through 27th. Those are the places to go. You'll find it all there.
Right. Perfect. And do me a favor. We thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Share our show and our podcast with everyone on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much, Kim.
All right. Have a great day. All right. And keep eating. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, we will move into our next guest. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Chuck Chrismere and about his book, Lasting Love. And it's all about really enduring secrets for a marriage success. And that's really what it's all about, is how do you make that connection between you and your partner and as a couple, that you feel like you're in a couplehood. So with that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give some tickets away. How about Rubicon Gulf View Drive? I've got tickets for that, and I'd love to share them with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Gulf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky, who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Gulf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Gulf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I forgot to start my show with a little bit of inspiration. And of course, that is all. This is the beginning of anything you want. And every day we have a chance to do something different. And I'm really excited to share my next guest with us. And it's all about lasting love and the purpose of your marriage or of marriage. Let's invite Chuck Krishmer on. Chris, Chuck, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Raring to go.
Oh, good. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. Is this your first book?
Oh, no.
Oh.
My eighth book.
Nice, nice. And this is, you
this
wrote...
Is the, Kim, this is the second book my wife and I have done
together. I was just going to say, okay, so you guys did this one together. Wow.
Right.
I love when you could do something like this together. What were your other books about? Just curiosity.
Well, there have been a variety of books. One of the books that, there's one other book that my wife and I did together called The Power of Hospitality.
Mm.
An open hand, open heart, and open home will change your world.
I love that.
I also wrote a book called Renewing the Soul of America. Another one called The Secret of the Lord. Another one called King of the Mountain. Another one called Seduction of the Saints. Just a number of different books on various topics, all challenging and hopefully life-changing.
I'd love, would you send me all of those? I'd love to have you back just by the titles of all those books.
I'd be delighted to.
Yeah, I think that's great. And now, does your wife have any books on her by herself or with you?
No.
Nice.
No.
Okay. So let's get started. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are. And of course, let's include Kathy in this. Who are you as a couple and who are you as separate?
Well, as a couple, we've been married for just over 50 years now.
50 years? Wow. That's amazing. That's I love that. I mean, that's like that's a lifetime right there.
Well, that's why we were celebrating with this book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. We were thinking about, okay, what could we best do to leave a legacy for our children, our grandchildren, and those in our broader spheres of influence. And the book came to our minds, and it's a small, beautiful book.
It is. It really is. It's almost like a, I don't want to say a Bible, but kind of like a, I don't know, it's a very classy little book. So, yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so it encompasses a motto that was extremely important to us. That at the starting from the 37th year of our marriage, had a dramatic effect on catapulting our marriage way down the tracks in a very positive and wonderful way. But going back, I was a public school teacher for 9 years in Southern California, and during the last four of those years, I went to law school in Los Angeles. And practiced law in Pasadena, California for 20 years until 1992, when I sensed God speaking to me that I had been pleading the cause of men long enough.
Mm.
And it was the time to plead a much more important cause in our country. And so ultimately in 1993, I formed Save America Ministries as a voice to the church declaring vision to the nation here in America's greatest crisis hour. Rebuilding the foundations of faith and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was right with me during all of that. But 15 years before that, I had run twice for the state legislature there in California.
Wow.
And and it was during the last campaign that I really sensed that there was a unique call on my life to do something that would be of great import to our country. And so when we formed Save America Ministries 15 years later, it was the fulfillment of that. And since then, we relocated to the birthplace of the nation 23 years ago, Richmond, Virginia. And from here, we launched a national radio program called Viewpoint 21 and a half years ago.
And do you still have that?
We have three kids and 10 grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
That is our greatest challenge today.
That's amazing, and that's, you know, congratulations. Do you still have a radio show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And where is it?
21 and a half years. It's called Viewpoint. It's a daily one-hour live program confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and home. Believe you me, we talk about issues that nobody will touch with a 10-foot pole.
I'd love to join you on your show sometime.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Now, where is your radio show at?
Well, we air out of Richmond, Virginia. Okay. The program airs across the country, back around the world. Via the internet, we're heard in 80 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. So I opened up to your book, and of course I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Chuck Krismer, and we're talking about his Lasting Love book that him and his wife both wrote. And it's actually Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. Now, I opened this one page and I just thought, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I always think nothing's by accident, but you can never be happily married to another until you get a divorce from yourself. Oh, my God. That's a good one. Because you can't be thinking about yourself all the time, can you?
No, definitely not. And the more you are pursuing your own happiness, the less happiness you're going to have.
Wow.
Happiness is a door opening outward, not inward.
Right. Wow. Okay. No. And so did I get that right? Did that seem, is that basically your message from that?
Well, that is a major part of it. Unless we begin to open our minds and our hearts to the other party, our spouse, we are going to continue to be dissatisfied, disillusioned, and how many marriages are dissolved based upon that? Kim, you didn't know this, but for 20 years I practiced law, as I said, in Southern California, and 40% of my practice was in the area of family law, in the largest family law court in the nation, the Los Angeles Superior Court System. And believe it or not, 80% of my clientele came from the broader body of Christ, the Christian community. And so I've seen the underbelly of life. I have seen it viscerally, and it has been a great, very painful to me because I am a Christian and feel very importantly that is our only hope is to get our lives rightly aligned with God. But I have seen that, and then involved in a pastoring role for 35 years. Across the country, and then also with my national radio broadcast, what we're seeing across the country is so devastating, just absolutely devastating.
And what do you mean?
The breakdown of the family.
Yeah,
the
okay. Because, you know, it's interesting. Family, let's just back up a little bit here. I think that, you know, if we can... We all need to be responsible for our family of having a dinner night, to having talks with our children, really starting the foundation. And I think that's where a lot of it lacks, correct?
Well, it is. No question about it.
Right.
And a lot of that is because we don't have a vision for the kind of legacy ultimately that we're going to leave. I'm writing a new book right now. I don't want to give you the title. Well, I'll give you a title, Hearts of the Fathers.
Right.
Leaving a Legacy That Lasts. And I'm talking about this matter of legacy. Well, the same is true. It's not just for fathers, but it's for marriages.
Right.
It's for our homes. And if we don't have a vision early on as to what that's going to look like, the legacy that we're leaving or are going to leave in 20, 30, 40, 50 years is being laid down right now.
Do you think
that
the father is the ultimate one to lay that foundation?
I think that he is the one who should take the leadership in that.
Okay, I like how you put that. Yeah,
mom and dad work together in that. That's how our family does it.
Right.
And my wife submits to my leadership in that regard. But it's a very kind, a wonderful kind of servant, mutual servanthood and submission leadership.
Right.
And
can I ask
we work together.
A question. 50 years your wife and you had been married.
Yes.
Was there ever a hard time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know.
7 years of marriage.
Yeah.
7 years of marriage, my wife came to me and said, Chuck, I don't think I have any more feelings for you, and it scares me.
Mm.
She said it in a very quiet, sober-minded, boy, I'll tell you, it really grabbed my attention.
Right.
And from that point on, things began to change pretty dramatically. God had to get my attention.
Right.
And help me to see things more clearly, more accurately. And that began a journey, Kim. And much of that journey is portrayed in our book, Lasting Love.
Mm.
And then moving on to the 37th year of our marriage, when things have been going quite well, and, you know, we had actually, surprisingly, God has a sense of humor, but we were actually doing marriage seminars up and down the state of California for a number of years.
Right.
That's pretty amazing after your wife has said, Chuck, I don't think I have more feelings for you.
But isn't that just, you know what, I kind of admire her that she told you that, because a lot of people, you know, either go outside of the marriage,
mm-hmm.
or they just don't have enough, you know, guts to say it because they're afraid. Yep. They don't have a voice. And so they start, you know, your marriage starts to go off kilters. And
right.
and so I think that was a warning sign. Obviously, you were aware and you took it and you cared about it, because there's mm-hmm. times that marriages, you know, you talk to everybody else. It's almost like I used to say, sometimes we're nicer to our strangers than we are our own family.
Well, that's true.
And it really needs to be the other way around.
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, Kim, divorce was not an option.
That's awesome.
We would not even use the D word in our conversation.
That's great. That's great.
Ever. And so out of all of that came a motto that we felt that God just really dumped in our lap. It's so simple. And it's composed of 7 little parts.
Okay, I'm excited to hear about that. We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those 7 parts. I'm really excited. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you are here. And we've got a whole nother hour of show for all of you to be a part of. But I'd love to give some tickets away right now. And I have, let's see here. How about Flappers Comedy Club? We've got tickets for that. And of course, that is located right there in downtown Burbank. And we'd love to share those with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our next hour. In our next hour, we've got Dr. Greg Jantz, and he is going to be talking about five keys to dealing with depression. And then we've got Ann Peek talking about gracefully eccentricity and intuition and tarot. So stay with us. We got lots more to talk about. And of course, right now, we're talking with Chuck Krismer, and we're talking about one of his books. Of course, one of his books. He's got lots. We're going to have him back. And this one is Lasting Love and Really the Purpose of Marriage. And Chuck, thank you so much for joining us here today. You talked about seven principles, I guess, that would really be able to help marriages, correct?
That's correct. You know, it certainly transformed ours. And it consists, I think we only have a few minutes to get into this, so I'll kind of hit it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
In an attitude of gratitude.
I love that.
We will consider one another, purposing daily to prefer one another, to pursue one another, to praise one another, to protect one another, and to pray for one another.
Mm.
There it is.
That's great.
And each one follows the other, kind of builds on the other.
Right.
And what we discovered, actually, the building block, the initial building block was gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And when we began to discover how important gratitude was, it changed our thinking. It certainly changed my thinking.
Right.
My thinking toward my spouse. It's hard to have a complaining spirit. It's hard to bellyache. It's hard to be complaining if you have an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is the antidote for all of that.
So
everything may not be perfect, but if you find those things where you can have an attitude of gratitude, then it changes the ground that undergirds your marriage. And out of that comes considering one another. If I'm not considering my wife Kathy, if she's not considering me, we are just like two ships passing in the night. We might as well not be married.
You're roommates.
We're just roommates.
Yeah.
And
you could do that with anybody.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so considering one another in the context of an attitude of gratitude sets the stage for all the other things, preferring one another. The Bible tells us to prefer one another. And so all of these things actually also have a biblical grounding. And in fact, related to the whole idea of the church itself, is based upon these principles. Pursuing one another. Mm. I mean, when we date, when we go together, I mean, what husband doesn't pursue his wife? Of course, my dad said, I chased her and chased her and chased her until she caught me.
I love it. Yeah. Now, you know, I love this. It says marriage is a work in progress with a lifetime contract.
Right.
Wow. That says a lot right there.
Contract.
Yeah. You know, reminds me of a bad joke. I'm not even going to say it. And, you know, but, you know, we think, you know, we just had our 25th anniversary. And thank you. And, you know, you don't hear a lot of that anymore because everybody has a way out. And and that's just, it's like, why do you want to have a way out? You know, you got to take the good with the bad.
Well, I deal with so many of these issues like you do. And what I have discovered through a number of different studies is that those who are finding themselves in a difficult marriage, if they will stick with it for 5 years, they will come out at the other end. By far, the majority who stick with it will come out at the other end thanking and being so grateful that they did.
I totally agree. And now, is there anything that you think isn't unforgivable? Is there anything that you think can't make it, since you've heard of a lot of different, you know?
No, I know that infidelity is a very, very difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that even that is forgivable.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of grace to do it, but it is forgivable. And if we realize that every single one of us have been unfaithful to God, for instance, in some way.
Right.
And yet he extends mercy and forgiveness if we're willing to confess it. I just really believe that there is hope in every situation. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
Correct. Is life easy, though?
One pastor in Dallas, Texas said marriage is God's rubbing compound. Smooth out the rough edges in our lives.
Yeah. Wow. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, you're going to find this motto, but it's going to be broken down in a variety in different chapters, and woven through it is our life story. And how all of this came about and how we began to apply it. So it's very, very practical and very intimate.
Does it tell your story of when your wife came to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Oh, it sure does.
Okay.
There really isn't anything of significance that we have not unfolded in this little book.
Okay.
Yeah. We felt that people needed to see life as it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And what God can do, what can happen if we will be faithful and we'll continue to press forward. And, you know, things will be revealed to us over time as they were to us.
Why do you think your wife had that feeling now that you've pressed forward for so many years? Were you not available
you
for her?
At 7 years of marriage, why she said that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, think about it this way. when you're young and early married, you're pressing. You're trying to make a mark. You're trying to get out there. You're trying to set forth your profession. And here I was having to work full-time as a teacher and going to law school in the evening. Can you imagine the pressure that put on our marriage?
Correct.
I mean,
weren't available, correct?
That's right. When I went to law school, they told us in the orientation that by the time this is over, 50% of people will not be married.
Wow.
That's what they told us.
Wow.
And then, as if that were not enough, I began to put my wife through college at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of balls in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of outside influence. A lot of outside influence.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to build a bond between you that is like a full-on couplehood, that nobody can get in that bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love our conversation. I love what you both have done, and I'd love to have you back. Please send me all your books.
Wonderful.
And
be happy to do it.
Thank you. And leave us with, you know, what would you tell couples if they were at that place? I call it that intersection, you know, where they're like, this is not what I signed up for.
Okay. True. It probably isn't what you signed up for. So it's time to change. And you can't continue doing the same thing in the same ways that you've always done and expect for change.
Right.
And so change begins in the heart. It begins in the mind. And that's why we put together enduring secrets for marital success, lasting love, enduring secrets for marital success, because these are principles that are enduring. They're lasting. But if you don't, as they say, if you don't plan to work, you plan to fail.
Mm.
But then if you do plan, you have to work your plan. And so that's true also for marriages. They're relationships, and they require maintenance. And if we don't maintain them and build them with a vision that down the road, this is going to work out, and it's going to be a beautiful thing that we can pass on to our children or our grandchildren, we lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
And hope deferred makes the heart sick, and we don't want heart sick hearts. So the tendency is for us to want to get out of it. You know, as the song said a long time ago, got a good reason to take the easy way out.
Yeah.
No,
the easy
way out is not the
right way.
Be the way.
I always say the
right
grass
way.
Looks greener on the other side till the weeds come up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, this has been amazing talking with you. And I thank you. Please share. We're at the end of our show. And I would love you to share our show with, you know, all of your listeners too. And
sure.
Our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to have you back. Definitely, please.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. And tell Kathy, thank you. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. We're going to take a really quick break and come back. But I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. And of course, that is, you can develop any habit or thought or behavior that you consider desirable or necessary. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.